from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's, I guess, like you mentioned, I kind of feel bad for Shams because, like I just said, I think he got what he thought was real information, and whoever told him also believed it was real information. You know what I'm saying? I don't think somebody was messing with Shams. I thought that conversation, they both were of the understanding, like, yeah, no, this is legit. And like you said, that person that told them, they probably weren't even privy to, they weren't one of the three that were privy to the real discussions going on behind closed doors. So there was another door that person didn't get let into. They were
right.
in one door.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was another closet door that they weren't involved in that one, and they didn't know.
You imagine being that guy, like, oh, yeah, I'm tapped in with the Lakers. Nice, I'm in the know. Yeah, we're about to hire Dan Hurley, everyone.
Poor guy. Or girl.
Well, see,
maybe it was Linda Rambis.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like Shams isn't putting that out there if it's coming from, you know, the Lakers equivalent of Coffee Boy.
Yeah.
It was someone of stature, either within
like
the
agent.
I was going to say either within the organization or within JJ's circle. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm JJ's agent and I get a call from, you know, Jeannie or whoever handles these matters about the framework of a contract for JJ, yeah, I probably feel a certain, oh, okay. That's the, we're literally talking about the final step. You have to make it clear. We're still involved in the process. We really like JJ. We need to start thinking about the framework of a contract and what that might look like. And you know, things one way or another are winding down with Dan Hurley. Cause Dan's, if Dan doesn't follow through with this, he's got to go recruit.
Right. And it's all the more reason why this is a virtually a done.
For those don't know, when you're a college coach, you don't have an off season, or in your off season is very, very limited at best.
Man, I mean,
so this man has a mountain of work to do should this thing not happen.
It's Adidas Nations and EYBL season right now. Like these are things that they got to be at.
And that's not even counting the meetings that you got to have with, you know, parents of the kids who play for you, and then the kids that don't. And then you got to go to the transfer portal and evaluate all of that. I said, you got to go to the transfer portal like it's a place, like it's in Bristol, and you just go visit the transfer portal.
Like Walmart.
Yeah, just, well, God, at this point, it damn near is. I had to check in with some of my old friends at the Hartford Current. Yeah, I just went, this is their front page. Who would replace Dan Hurley? UConn's options could be limited this time of year. This is just the front page of the website.
Yeah.
What happens to UConn's men's basketball roster if Coach Dan Hurley leaves for the Lakers? Dan Hurley to meet with the Lakers. These are all different articles. UConn has offered him lucrative new contract. Oh, interesting little footnote there. UConn or the Lakers? Dan Hurley has excruciating choice. Report: Los Angeles Lakers targeting UConn's Dan Hurley. There are 5 visible articles on the front page of the Hartford Current. All of them are regarding Dan Hurley.
Got to get the people what they need. You gotta give people what they want. Hey, check this out. That on this day, this is.
Then when you scroll down, there's two more.
Oh, they're not done.
Two more on Dan, two on Gino. And then you get your first Celtics article.
They're not done.
Nope.
On this day in 1990, this is actually pretty ironic.
1990.
You won't get this. You won't get this at all.
Fine.
June 7th, 1990. Pat O'Brien of CBS reports that the Boston Celtics had offered Duke head basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski $2.5 million for 5 years to, quote, take over the team. Then later reports that Coach K ultimately decided to stay at Duke University. What a coinkydink.
And that goes back to my original question. Where the hell is Coach K?
No. 34 years later, he's involved in the,
same thing. Did Coach K text Shams?
Mm.
Is Coach K just at home, bored as hell, and we're like, you know what? I think this Laker thing's going our way. Let me text old Shams that my boy JJ's getting the gig.
And then when this comes out, Shams.
Rob Pelinka walking around. Hey, don't tell the old man UConn's coming in, would you?
When this comes out, Shams goes back to Coach K. He says, Coach, you told me it was a done deal. And then Coach K is like, now Shams. And then Shams is like, no, you told me it was a done deal. And Coach K is, no, wait a minute. Let me finish. No, seriously. Shut up. Let me finish.
You're a human soundboard now. No, that's good.
You know what? I appreciate that, though.
That's good. No, that's dedication. We'll get you your soundboard back, pal. It's fine. I know that'll make you happy. We'll get you your soundboard back.
Relax, Mike. It's fine.
The funny thing is, like, you telegraph stuff. Like, you could just see it coming a mile away.
He's gonna shut up. Let me finish.
Booster's sitting there all confused.
Soren says, Coach K is driving around the streets of Los Angeles looking for J.J. Redick. Kenny Broussard. Oh,
good times. Good times. Yeah, that's great. I don't know. I don't know what happened in this situation.
It's bizarre. It's up there with the DeAndre Jordan stuff you know, strangest developing stories. Just this one. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to overstate this, but this one has so many more ramifications because of Connecticut. And the fact that, like, UConn is the two-time champion.
Yeah.
Like, this is, seismic in multiple sports.
Right now, you can make the argument he is the best coach in college basketball, and he's about to leave. Which, this is the other thing I was thinking about, too, and I know the short answer is because the money's getting taken care of maybe or something like that. But why is this out the way it is without it being a done deal?
That's the question I got stuck on yesterday. Because I thought we'd get the announcement yesterday. I thought it was developing, like it was only developing quick for us.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes, this is weeks in the works.
Right.
So I think that's a perfectly fair question.
Hasn't Woj just been kind of leading it that way though? Like reporting what's going on, but like it's gonna happen basically.
Yeah, I mean everything that I see is it's being talked about as if the deal is done, which I think it's in theory a done deal, but why even give the okay? Maybe it's because the right before the NBA finals you want to get this out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But why even give the okay from the agent and all this other stuff to say, all right, go ahead and report this. We're not done, mm-hmm. but go ahead. Why not wait 24 hours, have your meeting in L.A.? Or maybe that was the thing. Maybe he can't hide the fact that he's in L.A.
Right.
And he's already coming out here, so right. You might as well put it out there. So maybe I answer my own question.
But. I mean, that's part of it. There could be a UConn aspect in this as well. All right, give us a day or two to figure out if we're doing a coaching search, because like the current article said, you're kind of stuck. Yeah, like, yeah, I mean, you could probably navigate a little bit, but like in terms of landing a coach, like of the caliber you probably want, you're stuck. Mm-hmm. So when Dan, and if it's announced that Dan Hurley's going to the Lakers, you're UConn, you need to assure your guys, and Dan Hurley, man, we wish him the best, 2 championships. God, that's amazing. But man, we're not skipping a beat here, because so and so is going to step up, and he's going to be the head coach for the UConn Huskies. Yeah. Whether that's he's going to be the head coach for the UConn Huskies next year, or he's going to be the coach of the UConn Huskies moving forward. Those are 2 very different things. Mm-hmm. Things that UConn probably has to figure out. And because of, again, this is sudden to us, it's probably not sudden to them. Yeah. The massive contract offer that the Hartford Current was referring to that came from UConn, he's probably had that now for a couple of days. And I don't want to say I'm confident, because I'm not. I'm curious if there's been a back and forth. Well, Lakers offered this. UConn offered this. Well, the Lakers upped the offer to this. Because I don't think Dan's leaving for money.
Right.
I think Dan Hurley wants to coach in the NBA. I mean, by all reports over the last few days, Dan Hurley's always wanted to coach in the NBA. And then we've discussed the changing landscape in not just college basketball, but college sports in general. I think the days of Coach K's and Bill Self's, I think all that stuff is over.
Yeah.
You're not going to get coaches who do this at a single program for 20 years anymore.
And I said yesterday I had my concerns about the fit for Dan Hurley going with the Lakers. But at the same time, what more does he really need to do in college? You know,
nothing.
At this point, like, mm-mm. Here's the thing that I would say to Dan Hurley in this situation. I talk about it like young kids going to the East Coast for college. You can always come home. go to the NBA, take this contract, try. If you flame out, who really cares? You can always come back to college. You can always come back to college. You may not get this opportunity again, though. This opportunity may not present itself ever again. Take this opportunity. Whether you succeed or not is kind of irrelevant, because you can always come back.
Mm.
By then, we just don't know what college is going to look like.
Yeah.
They may have they may have their own G League. The college sports just rummaging around like a like the ABA.
The ABA. Boy, there's
NCAA
some...
don't matter no more. It's just the ABA.
I wish I had thought of this morning so I could have been a little bit more prepared. But I'm looking at all of the newspapers I used to read in, or websites I used to read in Connecticut. Man, and they're using some. They are using some massive numbers.
Mm. For UConn. Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
They're saying there's whispers of $100 million contract.
Hey, that's...
But the average is where we think. It's the years that balloon that up, which seemed crazy. What was Monty was 6, right? Monty Williams was 6. Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
They just might be a little paranoid. They're a little shell shocked. If we did 7, if we did 7 years, that's 14.2. That's a 7-year deal. That seems like a lot. If we did 6, which is what Monty got, that's the wrong number of zeros. I need the Kenny number of zeros.
What, the Kenny number of zeros?
The Kenny number of zeros. Yeah. I just got to make sure I get to a million. It's the Kenny number. We're going 6 years. 6 years. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess we'll see. It lines up, though, with what Will just been talking about, a massive offer.
Seeing like a 10-year deal or something would be absurd. Like, that would be ridiculous.
It's something the Raiders would do.
That felt like a shot.
Well, that's what they
Well, did. It is something that they did. Come to think about it. Yeah.
Probably give it to John Gruden, too.
Well, it was definitely a shot, and it is something that they did. Both things can be true. We'll come back. TNT announces a new 10-year deal. Well, they did. I'm not going to leave you. It was tennis. I couldn't do that.
The college football playoff.
We'll come back. Stilo and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. No.
Oh, on this day in WWE, just posted one of the hokiest Nitro angles of all time.
Uh-oh, what was it?
Where they smashed a Hummer into a limousine and Kevin Nash crawled out of it like he was dead. Like, Jesus, dude.
WCW was so bad. It was great for about a year and a half, and then after that, they just kind of missed it.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what happened.
The funny thing is, it actually wasn't good. There were stories that were amazing.
Well, yeah, and they hit on these stories.
They hit on the NWO. Yeah. Yeah. And then it brought you got to seeing Ray and Eddie was pretty dope, and mm-hmm. The emergence of Chris Jericho and those guys. But when you look back at some of the stuff that they did, it was just all collectively like bad.
They hit on the story, NWO, mm-hmm. and they fell into Goldberg. Goldberg had a moment where it was pretty cool.
He did. Yeah, he did.
It was pretty cool. And it whether I thought it was cool or not, it captivated everybody for,
yeah, it was big. It was big time.
4 months.
I was a little longer than that. Let's see. I think the Hogan match happened in July. He had been building a little bit of, well, yeah, maybe about 4 months.
I didn't like WWE. I was very, I'm WWF. I don't like it, but I'd turn on Nitro and I'd be looking to hate, but I was like, I can't hate this NWO thing. And even though we knew, like, if they were all one, the angle they played of NWO taking over WCW and Sting being the lone one. And
that was amazing.
And standing for WCW. I thought they did a good job with that. But to your point, Jesse, it wasn't very long where they...
The Sting character is one of... The problem is you can ruin a great movie by the ending. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did with Sting. The build to that dark Sting character that took... over a year, it took like 13 months, was ruined in DC at Starcade.
I just wasn't locked into WCW. When did he become that Sting? Was it when the NWO took over?
So the NWO emerged in July. And then by, you know, August, September, you know, obviously Hogan's there, and then you start having like Ted DiBiase's there, and then Virgil's there, and like you, the Big Show joins. Like you start getting these random guys joining, and they got a guy who looked like Sting, the colorful Sting, and they cut an angle where it looked like Sting joined the NWO. If you were watching like close enough, you're like, that Sting, but they were telling you it was Sting, and you know Sting is like it wasn't me. He shows up at the pay per view,
and he was the colorful Sting.
He was the colorful Sting, yeah. So fake Sting comes out at the one with the double cage, the War Games, and then the real Sting comes out, and it's like, oh, it's the real Sting, and he beats everybody up, right? Clears house, and then leaves, and he just walks out. He's like, I told you. And then he comes out the next night and he cuts a promo with his back to the hard camera, which is a low key, just like really brilliant play because he's not and I thought Tony Schiavone told the story really well about he's turning his back on everybody like we did to him. Mm. So the camera that they use is it's facing his back. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's just such a brilliant little detail. And he cuts this promo about, you know, you never know. And he gives this like idea that he's just leaving. And he does. He disappears for a little while. And the next time they see him, like he's sitting somewhere and he has like a little bit of white face paint on with like a little bit of black on it. It's kind of outlined like this thing that we know, but it's white with a little bit of black. And oh, that Sting. But what is he doing? He's just sitting in the rafters. Mm. And then the next time you see him, there's a little bit more white face paint.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a little bit more detailed. And then he really starts to look like that Brandon Lee character. Yeah. And it's, so that's October, November, December, January. There's really no movement at all with the character until you start to get to like July or June or July. And then it starts to become like, who is he with? And he drops little hints that he's with the NWO. He drops little hints that he's with WCW. He's not talking at all. And I think one of the best parts was it was leading into Starcade. It was probably October. Mm-hmm. And J.J. Dillon, who was like acting as the commissioner, what do you want? And he grabs him by like the tie and he points at a sign that says Sting wants Hogan.
Mm.
And he lets him go and he leaves. It's like, oh, it was.
Now they did that. Now that I think about it and I hear you flawless. Break it down, they did that one. Though.
It was flawless until the night of the match.
Mm. So when did he win and like everybody came out and celebrated him? Was that
Starcade?
That was Starcade.
Yeah. So in the arena, you got the reaction that you wanted, right? Because you're bringing Bret Hart in, so you're telling this convoluted story about the screw job, and you're trying to work it in to the WCW storyline, and you're acknowledging what Bret went through, and you're kind of capitalizing on what is still kind of a big story, and you got Bret in there with Sting, which could give you a little bit of foreshadowing for what's ahead, and then it wasn't really till the next day where it was like, yo, what the F was that? Like, they said there was a fast count, but there wasn't a fast count. Just Hogan just beat him. Like, he just pinned him. And it was like, no, that's a fast count. Oh, Bret says you're not going to do that. Let's start the match over. All right. So Sting beats him. He taps out. Crowd goes crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they tell this convoluted story about the title being vacant. Sting eventually wins it, I think, in January or February or whatever it is. And then you try to kind of pick up the pieces. But I don't want to say everything was ruined after that. It's not true. Mm-hmm. I just think once they got to Sting, they weren't really quite sure what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a good job. I'm a complete mark for, as you can tell, because I always bring it up randomly, on this day in sports and in wrestling. I will reminisce over the same moment every year, mm-hmm. every on this day. Like, oh, this was amazing. Do you remember when this happened? I just did the same thing last year. I'll do it again next year. I love on this day. I love history and all that other
stuff. Eric told two great stories, the NWO story and the Sting story. And I thought he capitalized. Well, he actually gives credit to the Sting story to Scott Hall. He said Scott Hall built that whole thing out and Sting loved it. And they executed it exactly the way Scott Hall suggested. But the NWO story was brilliant. Like, making it look like WWF was invaded. Like, that's incredible.
I think I asked you this.
It'd be like if we brought Jason Ross in here and just didn't tell anybody. Just like, hey, what the hell is he doing here? Get the camera off him.
Jason Ross at the window.
Yeah. Like, just not tell anybody. Yo,
that would set the city on fire. That would be crazy.
What the hell is he doing here?
It'd be the most perfect way to introduce him.
Oh, it'd be so good. Oh, it'd be so good.
Well, so good. I always ask you this, though, but that whole setup, that was Bischoff's plan, or did they not necessarily know what to do and just kind of stumbled across it as it went along? Like the initial
him coming on? I think it was the plan, because he knew they couldn't be, because it was really built around Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. He knew that you couldn't be Razor Ramon and Diesel. Mm-hmm. Like, even though Razor, for some reason, was talking with a Hispanic accent.
That white man was the whole time.
Right.
Talking like he was Pacino.
Right. And
which is a whole other thing.
Well.
Pacino was talking like he was a Cuban guy.
But, he knew, like, we're not going to make him the Diamond Stud again. You know, we're not going to make him Oz or whatever, like, gimmick he was before. So it was, we just need to be real. Well, let's make something look real. And then that's where the idea of the NW, that's where the idea of give the perception without telling them that you still work for the WWF. You can't walk down the ramp because then everyone will know.
Yeah.
Walk through the crowd.
Yeah.
And they never walked through the ramp until the Great American Bash, when Eric invited them to be there. It was the first time, like, they are a part of this show. We need to talk to them. It was the first time they ever came from the back.
No. Hey, no. Get them out. Get out of here.
Bro, our league might be like, yeah, you're out. You're out of here. You're done. Our league might fold up after that. You're done. We might not see you. Like, this is a 3-year ban. This is one of them. Like, he did steroids, and baseball type bans.
Yo, this guy, what was the, this is, what's my man, the wide receiver? This is Calvin Ridley. Get him.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Wow. We got to do a show after that. Hey, you were cooking too. You were cooking.
He was. That was crazy.
His show's stupid.
Hey, but they bodied that. They and even to, like, messing with the announcers and all that other stuff. Oh man, they killed.
Hogan was the reason it all worked.
No, for sure. That's where it went to another level.
Hogan had two of the greatest runs in wrestling history. One as a bad guy, one as a good guy.
That's why he's top five.
Can you pull something like that?
Top one.
Can you pull something like that off today? Like the whole idea, like they're not, like they're with WWE and they're here now and stuff like that. Because I'm like thinking, like, social media is just so prevalent. We just know everything now.
I think you could if you pulled a Genie Bus and maybe you only told...
Keep it quiet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, like, when was the last time we were really surprised watching wrestling?
It's been a long time.
Pretty surprised when the Hardy showed up at WrestleMania that one year.
That was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one.
Cody Rhodes?
Roman with his first appearance with
Paul.
Paul.
Well, yeah, that was Roman, in the pandemic.
Roman, yeah, and Roman did kind of come back out of nowhere.
He did.
Didn't he? There, there wasn't rumors of him coming back at that time.
Yeah, it because you couldn't. There was no way to follow this stuff because right. Everyone was.
We all knew Cody was coming back.
Yeah, I fought that one to the very end.
Yeah, it's been a minute though. It's been. I mean, what was it? Was it Seth's Money in the Bank?
Well, I meant more like a return or yeah. Companies. I think the Hardys at WrestleMania was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I know people thought MJF was going to show up in WWF or WWE. Excuse me.
Thought MJF
until like a 2 weeks ago when he showed back up on AEW.
We couldn't even get like shocked by Jade or Sasha switching up. Like we knew about that for.
So when you and now you like wonder like there's business like now you want to you know with Jade it was like oh no her first match would be worth it but you know she's here and we're building entrances and video packages and the second she wrestles her first match she's going to have 10 action figures and all of these different things so it's it's probably just a different business model.
AEW like, could have done it with Sasha, AK, what's her name over there?
Mercedes.
They could have done it with Mercedes, but they, like, she didn't have to come back at Boston.
Okay, I'll do this. Stuff. It wasn't a surprise, but Punk's return to Chicago for AEW was massive.
Oh, what?
There was is this going to happen? Like, is it really going to happen? And credit to, I guess, Tony, whoever produces that show, because the show takes the air, they get the crowd shot, and the music hits. And it was flawless. Like, it was perfect.
Look, what about Punk coming back to WWE?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that might have been more of a shock than AEW, because it felt like he was never, ever going to come back to WWE.
Well, but if you remember at the time of AEW, it felt like he was never coming back to wrestling.
True. Very true.
So... That's it. That's a good one.
Ninja Styles got to go. That Edge coming back at the Royal Rumble.
That was a good one.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
I remember my man Ace hit me up because I didn't watch 2020, and he said, "Yo, did you see Royal Rumble?" And I said, "Nah, no, go watch it. Your boy's back." I said,
"That was your boy."
Yeah, that's my boy, Rated R Superstar. That's who I like the Edge persona of. I didn't even like Edge when he first came out as Edge. But the Rated R Superstar was hilarious.
Stop jumping off a steel cage's edge.
Oh, please.
Gosh.
He looks fantastic. I really wish he hadn't jumped off a cage.
Or at least maybe know what you're going
to
do.
My wife wants him to retire. Like before that. She's like, why is he still here?
It's hard to walk away from that stuff.
She said, go home to Beth Phoenix.
Jasmine said that?
Yeah. She gets so annoyed.
Jasmine, a big Beth Phoenix fan?
No, she just gets annoyed when Edge comes on the TV. She says, is he still here?
It is facts. I mean, wife and kids at home and you're out there playing wrestling still and you're 50. Like, come help out over here.
Well, it's not like Beth wasn't wrestling up until like a year or two. I think Beth was wrestling up until when he left.
Yeah.
She was in every like Royal Rumble or... whatever.
Hey, I saw something yesterday. I didn't know Nia was 40, 41 years old.
Nia's 40?
Yeah, she might be 41.
I didn't know that.
I saw somebody did like the evolution of her and from her, you know, when she started at like 36 or something like that.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea.
She looks great.
Yeah,
I didn't know she was that old.
Yeah, she just turned 40 on May 29th. Salute.
And won her Queen of the Ring. Good for her.
Well, they did a good job making her a heel because they do not like her, and that's what you want.
She leans in sometimes.
Wow, I had no idea she was 40. Yeah. Salute.
Edison's never going to listen to our show again.
He's. I ain't got a text from Edison in a while, man. He's like, I love y'all, but when y'all start talking that stone cold Steve Austin... I'm out of here. Sorry, E. I love you, man.
You teased joked something before we went to break about TNT. Did we talk about?
I don't even remember that.
Did we talk about the new developments with the media rights deal?
No, but you can talk about it with us in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, whatever your preference is. The Matthews Mattress Chatty House. Matthews Mattress, of course, your locally owned and operated mattress retailer. And though Memorial Day is behind us, the Memorial Day sale is not. Mm-hmm. It is still jumping off right now. You could still get 60-month special financing with no money down on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Same-day delivery. Get your new mattress in there. Get your old one out. They do it all for you.
They got you. All you need to do is head to one of the 10 Matthews Mattress stores, including their clearance center on Arden and Howe, or their location in Cameron Park, or, like I said, the one that works for me because I'm in Elk Grove. They got the one on Whitlock and Bruceville. Go check them out over there. Let them know that you're part of the Chatty House. Let them know D-Lo and KC sent you.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh. Oh, and then they'll take it from there.
We really don't know what happens after that.
They'll take it from there. I'm just saying.
They're just adamant.
They'll know, though. They'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
While we were talking wrestling, let me remind you, today is your last day to go to ESPN1320.com and enter to win 4 front row tickets for WWE SmackDown at the Golden 1 Center on September 20th. Again, go to ESPN1320.com, click on the WWE banner, enter the appropriate information, and you will be entered to win 4 front row tickets, 1 for you, 1 for me, 1 for Jesse, and 1 for Casey.
Here we go.
It's very exciting times.
It's going to be a great time.
You and 3 of your closest best friends.
That's right. ESPN1320.com. Click on the WWE banner. Today is your last day to do it, so go get that done. To answer your previous question, we didn't discuss the latest development.
Yeah, so with TNT reportedly trying to get back into the NBA media rights deal and be the fourth provider of NBA content.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it. And a lot of people are like, this will help them save inside the NBA, and that's what I love inside the NBA. That would be great if they did that. But I don't want it to affect NBC. I was talking to you guys about it yesterday in the green room. I'm really looking forward to NBC getting back into the NBA business. I think they'll do a great job. I think the Basketball Night in America is going to be really dope. And what they can do on the app, I think, will be really dope as well. So as long as it doesn't affect their business, which it doesn't seem like it will, it seems like the NBA is locked in on the NBC and vice versa. It'll just add to that. I think that'd be great.
I think if you recall some of our initial deep dive discussions, we were going through a lot of different reports, and the original report was that the NBA is looking to have 3 or potentially 4 partners. Mm-hmm. So the idea of a 4th broadcast partner isn't a Hail Mary to save the inside the NBA or to save a relationship with TNT. I think they probably felt like 3 was going to be their top, but they clearly had a plan for a 4th because this has been out there. It would be a lesser package than what they have now, which I'm sure would adjust the cost. This is now, if the NBA were to land TNT on any sort of broadcasting partnership, again, most important thing for everybody is it saves in the form that we know it, it saves inside the NBA. Mm-hmm. But now, if you're Adam Silver, now this is a different level of money. Mm. When Adam Silver first projected this television deal, he said he wanted to make north of $70 to $75 billion. Mm-hmm. And by all accounts right now, the upcoming television deal will be about $76 billion. That's without a 4th broadcast partner. So you add TNT to this conversation. Even if we're talking a billion rather than the 2.2 that it was before, yeah, you're bringing in now you're up in the range of $85 to $90 billion. Mm. That's again, this right here is Adam Silver's legacy playing out in front of us. Mm. This is a league defining moment, and this is potentially a media rights defining moment. for sports leagues across the United States. So how this develops, and Adam talked a lot about this yesterday. He was very sympathetic and apologetic to TNT that this is dragged out the way that it has. And he assured everyone this will be over soon. I feel like the reason it's not over is because of this late run from TNT. And let's not forget, and I never remember the guy's name. I know Ramsey does. But the guy who heads Warner Discovery, he's getting eviscerated for this.
Oh, yeah. He is not.
So
everybody.
The fact they got the French Open, hey, salute. Mm-hmm. Good for you. If he can save this NBA thing in some way, shape, or form, there's a lot of things he might be saving in the process if he does that. Mm-hmm. And the least of which is the jobs of all of those people who work on NBA broadcasting inside the NBA. A lot of people have asked what happens to NBA TV.
Because I think the channel stays, but as far as games, we're running out of days in the week.
Well,
with four partners,
and the channel is operated by Warner.
Mm. See, I didn't know that.
So, I think the simplest thing would be if TNT stays. I think Warner continues to operate the channel. Mm-hmm. Live games. Maybe not. I don't know when you're going to do that, but, you know, probably not. But if not, the operation aspects of NBA TV, they can get they can go to Comcast. Mm-hmm. Like NBA, it won't interrupt the way that, what we see. Like, we might see different people.
Right.
But Amazon could take it over. Like, any one of their partners could take it over. For seamless integration of Amazon and NBC, it's probably in the NBA's best interest if this fourth television partner from Warner comes about that they're able to keep NBA TV and continue to operate that station as it's been operated.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't even know that. And like I said, I'm thinking we're running out of days and space for games. I mean, maybe TNT. It feels like if TNT got it back, they may have to bite the bullet and take the Monday game during NFL football season. Because NBC's got Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Wednesday may be open, but I thought that might have been ESPN. I didn't know if they were doing Friday or Wednesday. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, Wednesday's ESPN. When is Amazon?
I was going to say Amazon's one of them because
I think they might be Friday.
Yeah, I think ESPN lost one of their days.
Yeah.
And they were Wednesday and Friday.
I think it's Friday. So ESPN is Wednesday. Thursday, maybe TNT has to take that again. I don't know. And that's tough.
What the hell happens with Mark Jones?
Oh, he's going to be doing more Kings games, I think.
Well, that's a win.
But he's still locked in heavy with college football.
Oh, that's right. He's got so much. Man, that dude works. No wonder he wear Louis Vuitton everything like you were last night.
Whoa, am I the only one? Is that what we doing? Am I the only one?
It's visible. It's on Instagram.
What shoes you have on?
We'll be back with more. Steeler and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN
1320. Hey. It's my joint right there, boss man. Yeah, you know what it is. Power comes back tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to J.A. J.A., we got to holler at you now, big dog. We got to holler
at you.
Power's back tonight, but there was something else. Did you see this? This may not even be funny, man, because I don't know. Number one, I don't know if it's a work. Number two, I don't know if something serious happened. I shouldn't even be laughing. I really shouldn't chuckle. But I may have brought it to him, so I got to talk about it. Did you see the guy who plays Lou get escorted out of?
Yeah, he got escorted out of the premiere. Bro, how you get thrown out of your own show? Yeah, that was tough.
I'm sitting there like, what the hell is?
And he hit him with the Rudy Gobert when Rudy was getting choked. He just had his hands up like, hey, I'm not doing nothing.
So what the hell? How this happened? They in the comments talking about Rock need to get.
They killed him in the comments. They said, man, he's taking this character way too seriously.
That was crazy.
He did sound like he had, he sounded like he had partaked a little bit.
Man.
I chuckled.
They didn't have to do that, though. They could have just put him in a side room real quick.
Hey, man, chill out.
Yeah, that's it. You didn't have to put him on the curb.
Hey.
On the curb. Hey. Come on, that's uncalled for. Show some respect.
I was listening to, what's my brother's name? Anskate Clinton. Clinton Yates. He was talking about the Negro League, the stats that we were talking about a little while ago. And I was like, it was an old ESPN Daily podcast, but I saw it was Clinton Yates and I like him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wonder if they feel like Kenny did. Because I like that conversation we had, like I've thought a lot about it since then. I was like, am I off on this? And I started thinking, man, maybe we should have like Larry, you know, maybe we should like talk to people about this. And I happened to find that podcast with Clinton and I was listening to it. And he didn't feel the way that you did. Mm-hmm. And he explained, you know, why he felt the way that he did, but also, you know, laid out the pros and the cons and the goods and the bads with all of this. You know, Clinton's brother and talking about Negro League stats.
Yep.
Out walking. And he does a read for Hypnotic. And I thought... Huh?
It's still around.
That was my first thought. My second thought was, this is a joke. And then, like, I'm listening to the read really closely. Uh-huh. And I'm like, wow, I did not know Hypnotic was a thing. I can't believe they're having Clinton Yates do this read. But he's talking. And then it all changed. The main part of the read, the commercial read, was mixing Hypnotic with Reposado tequila. So as I'm walking and I'm thinking, I can't believe he's talking about Hypnotic. He says, yeah, mix it with Reposado tequila and it turns green like the old Incredible Hulks. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And yeah, Hypnotic is still around. And ESPN's podcast platform had Clinton Yates do a read for Hypnotic.
Wow.
And you know what?
Wow.
It worked.
Oh, you tried it?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But I will. I say that because it was like, oh, bro, that Hypnotic was the worst hangover imaginable.
I can't go back down to Hypnotic.
Whatever it was... I don't think it was anything more than alcohol and sugar. And I am not of the age anymore where I can just sit around and drink sugar and expect not to die. Because that Hypnotic was so used to drink that Hypnotic by the bottle. Mm. There was nothing to it.
Mm.
And I was like, man, Hypnotic with Reposado. And I'm talking myself into it. And then I realized, bro, your punk ass is 44 years old. You're going to kill yourself.
Hypnotic,
and your teeth are going to fall out.
Oof. Hypnotic was, it was some wild nights from Sacramento to the Bay. Yeah, whether I was at Sidelines, whether I was at Hung King Lounge, whether I was at Jeffrey's in downtown Oakland. Hypnotic was flowing. 330 Rich, and I was out there with a little Hypnotic. Boy, oh boy.
I feel like you threw in Sacramento as a courtesy. I feel like you threw in Sidelines as a courtesy.
No, I was at Sidelines. I was at Sidelines.
Eight Bay Area clubs in one little old side.
There was only two. There was like three and two.
That's true. Hong King Lounge. It wasn't very many.
Avalon.
Hypnotic, boy. Yeah, that was like the parking lot on Front Street. Finish this off, go inside. Long Island iced teas. Oh, my God. Just the worst life. Just Long so bad. Island.
Oh, man. Y'all done heard that story before. I almost died in Las Vegas. There, and Ace, who's in the chat, he found me
on the roof with his mattress, just like the movie.
Just as bad, laying in my own throw up in a hotel room.
God damn.
And then he walked over me.
Well, what was he supposed to do?
Help me?
Well, you were covered in vomit.
he walked over me.
You're covered in vomit.
He walked over me, sat in the chair, and had a drink himself. It was just sitting there.
That sounds like Ace. Hey. Pull yourself together.
I said, oh, man. I didn't know at the time. Listening back to the story, I was like, oh, man. Then he said, but his whole thing was he didn't know it was me on the ground because I was in there by myself. And he came in and he got into the room and he just thought it was a random. He stepped over the guy, goes to the chair, kicks his feet up, gets a drink. It's like, let me call and see where Kenny's at. Calls and my phone
rings.
It's like, that's you?
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing. That was Vegas?
That was Vegas.
Man.
At like 7 p.m.
That night. Oh, my God.
The sun had just gone down.
That night we had hung out with Big Tigger and Hulk Hogan until the sun came up.
Yeah.
I had to like catch some like sleep. And so go to the room and crash for a little bit. Wake up and I wake up like, man, I feel pretty good. Like, yo, I partied with Hulk Hogan until 6 o'clock in the morning. I get up. Don't live like this. I get up and I'm look down and on the side of the bed, just a pool of just vomit. And I looked at it like I have no recollection of that whatsoever. And the worst part was, or at least it wasn't the worst part for me, I had to go do more interviews.
Oh, man.
But again, I felt great.
Well, he was good.
So
he was good.
I showered. I was like, got on the phone like, hey, I got to go to work. Can I get my room service? Yeah, what do you need? Oh, right now would be great. And then ran the hell out of that room, praying to God a massive bill wasn't coming.
Oh, man.
To deal with that.
Why do we drink? Well, did and people that age, why do you drink that much?
I only remember getting sick. That was twice. I never like, yeah, I remember two specific times where I got sick.
I don't know.
And that was one of them. And I don't remember it. Just the evidence was there. It was very clear. I had drank too much. And then there was one other one and that was it.
I can't remember the last time I even came close to drinking too much. I'm very aware of that. I was like, I don't like to feel, nobody does, but yeah. I don't like to feel that way. So I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna. Even like when we was in Georgia and we had all the liquor, I was like, I'm just going to sip and look cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to take nothing, take it back or nothing like that. I'm just going to sip, look cool, vibe or whatever. Cause the last thing I need to do is to be drunk or something like that.
The problem in Georgia, though, it was so hot.
Oh, man, that was crazy.
I just wanted fluids at the point.
That was crazy.
I didn't care if it was alcohol or not. I just wanted fluids. And then the drinks, the cocktails that they made.
Yeah.
You remember those?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. Those were crazy.
They were bomb. Everybody, no lie, they had people jumping into Rick Ross's pool in their clothes.
Well, to tell the rest of the story.
What
we all pinpointed the person who would do it first, right? Everyone, when I say all of us, I mean me, you, and Jazz. We're like, we know exactly who the first one's gonna be in the pool, and it's gonna be that guy right there.
Let's go, guys!
And I swear to you, you know, 2 hours later, cannonball! And bro goes and jumps in the pool, and I swear to you, everyone simultaneously looks at him like, all right, dog.
He said, this party's out of control. You're out of control. She's out of control. This whole damn party's out of control.
I think everybody can put the rest of this puzzle together themselves. Meanwhile, all the Instagram girls were like, yeah, I'll get in the water. And they start taking stuff off and just like sit on the steps.
That's what they would do. There was a couple of them that went all the way in their dress.
Yeah, there were a couple.
It was, I mean, it was hot as hell.
It was hot.
There was no.
It was hot.
At some point, it was like, we're done looking cute.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got to survive.
Oh, we were sweating bad. Bad. And we had jackets on. It was a blue party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had the blazers on. But that was a great time.
That was
now
amazing.
Now it's turning into a zoo.
Well, he's getting giraffes. Now Rick Ross is getting giraffes. Shout out, Rose. We lost our room at the promised land to a zoo. to a giraffe.
You know what I was thinking about? And we can get back to sports if we want to in a second. But I was thinking about...
Look at the chat. They know what time it is. This is like, what's happening right now is like what a chatty house conversation would sound like if it was verbal.
That's pretty much it. That's it. That's what it'd be.
Mention cereal somewhere along the lines, man, and we in there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.